Well, let's pick it up from the third line, from Rabbeinu Tam Shifta, the nearly Rabbeinu Tam. So, Taisha says, the nearly Rabbeinu Tam, the Nesina Asurim Midiraisha, Shum Leit Tishchaten, in the Masako of the Doro. So that's Rabbeinu Tam, the side of Rabbeinu Tam Shifta, that the Nesina Mistakin Nesir Deraisa, Rabbeinu Tam brought Rias from the Mishnah Makis, Eilen Aloikin, and from the Gemara Mabzu, and the Sinika Beinayo, Nesina Nesir Deraisa. And what's the Yisr D'Raisa? Maskana Rav and Oral, that there's an Yisr of Leitz Chatan. The Yisr of Leitz Chatan is a big Yerusalem, that the Shiva Momon, after the Megai, they're also Midiraisa. Ayah, the Gemara says in Yivomis that David goes Alei, says Rabbeinu Tam, the David goes Alei Ola Shibut. The David of Elech Zeri was a Gzeri of Shibut. For Leila Oysen, but Nais Yisrael, but it wasn't a Gzeri of Chitun, Dasi, Rekhaimi, Milab, the Leitz Chatan. Elech could. So that's the number one. So David Melech is only goes to Shibut. I think it's maybe Kedai to be Madgish. The fear of Ben Atam, David Melech's Zerah of Shibut was not to make them into Avodim Deraisa. That's for sure. Even in Rashi, we said it's not Avodim Deraisa. But the fear of Ben Atam, there's not even a reason to think he was going to Avdus Deravodim. Because if he was going to Avdus Deravodim, so then you're back to the Shiloh of Amagi Eshlon Knas. The Yisrael Shittas Rabbeinu Tam is really the Yisrael Gemurim. The Yisrael Gemurim with the Psul Chitun, like a Mamzer. Mamzer is Yisrael Gomer with the Psul Chitun. That's why a Mamzer has Knas, because she's a Yisraelis Gemurim, so she's entitled to Knas. She has a Psul Chitun, so that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that Psul Chitun don't impede the Knas. The Yisrael Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that if David Melech was going, one of Rabbeinu Tam's rise was that David Melech was Geyser Avdus, that's where the Psul Chitun comes from, because he was Geyser Avdus Mamish. So even if it's only Avdus Derabbanan, but Midrabbanan, there shouldn't be Knas, as we spoke about last time. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the Issa Chitun is an Issa Chitun of Leitz Hatenvon. And that has nothing with Kedushas Yisrael, and they're full-fledged Yisraelim, and that's why she's entitled to Knas. David HaMelech was Geyser what? He was Geyser Shibud. That's the Lashon, he was Geyser Shibud. But not that he was Geyser, they should be Avodim. Not even Avodim Midrabbanan. Because if they'll be Avodim, then you're back to square one, so my Yeshlem Knas, Midrabbanan, they're Avodim, Midrabbanan, they shouldn't have Knas. The answer is the fear of Rabbeinu Tam. It wasn't Geyser that should be Avodim. He was Geyser Shibud Be'alma and that has nothing to do with the Yisr Chitun. Because the Yisr Chitun comes from Leitz Chatan. Rather, David HaMelech was simply Geyser, was Geyser Shibud. And why was he Geyser Shibud? Ela Kadesh Leitam would be Yisrael, in order that they should not marry into Klal Yisrael, which they're not allowed to do because of Leitz Chatan. So therefore, he was Geyser in Yisr, he was Geyser on them Shibud. So he should be Geyser Shibud on all Psulei Kol, that they shouldn't marry into Klal Yisrael. So he says, Mishum Tehavu, like I'm Mamzer, Mishum Geyser Shibud. Mishum Tehavu, Umma Shleima. He was a Umma Shleima. Vahodah Mahasam, Kalmish Yesh, Beshleish, Simonim Alolu, Roy Lidovik Behem. Loy Lisa Behem. Doesn't mean to marry them, because that they can't do anyway. Elias Ben Chayim Kemaisam. Right, so that's as far as I got, I think, last time. We had a problem here, which I still don't have a solution for, which is there seems to be a stira. There seems to be a tension here. Why was David HaMelech Geyser in Shibud? First he says, because Shiloh Yitamu, we shouldn't marry. And if that's the case, it should be true by Opsulikol. He says, well, here it's an Umma Shleima, so Umma Shleima, David HaMelech had more reason to be Geyser Shiloh Yitamu Ben. Then he says, quoting the Gemara, that David HaMelech said that the reason why that is they're not royal Lias Bnei Chayim, because they're not going because they're Achzor. They don't have the Gimel Midas of Rachmanim, Bashanim, and Gaimel Chasad. So which is it? Why was he Geyser Shibud? Was he Geyser Shibud because not royally is Mechayr, because of the Midas Royce? Was he Geyser Shibud because of a Siag to the Yisrael Leitz Chatan? Anyway, yeah.
If to ask the end of the Gemara, why the big Shub the Hatir Nesinim, if this Chashash still existed? So it could be that the impetus to make this Gzeira was because they weren't Rachmanim. But if they become Rachmanim, so then we'll be Makel on them. And we'll allow them to be with Jews even though we're concerned that they're going to get married. So this was...
So what's his kasha? Why was he Geyser in them more than other Psulikol? Other Psulikol, we didn't see in them Midas Reis.
Yeah, this was a special thing that they did such an egregious act.
Right, so what is Taisa's kasha? Why were they Geyser or Shleitam of them more by the Nesinim than other Psulikol? Tais says because they were Umma Shleima. What does he need it for? He was Geyser and them more than other Psulei Kol because they were Achzor, because of the Maaseh Shoyah.
Could one say like people of olive, like you have a conception?
Right, we're stopping you right there. We're not even going any further than that. Okay, let's see right. V'chein the Omer Hossam, V'chein the Kamer Hossam b'mei Rebbe Bikshu l'hatna nesinim. The Chasam Sefer writes in the Shuvah, so he's ma'ar of halacha with Kabbalah, so it's he's over on the Sizzer Klein.
Not Kabbalah
Mamish,
but like
a Ma'ar,
it's not a
Kaddish,
like an
Akish,
Medam, so there's a
Shukotimtum. So Tysus needs to say that. Tysus needs to say that. We can't read that in. Okay, let's see. Right. I mean, I don't have a terrence for Tysus, but okay, let's see. Right. They know the chayin hand amar hasam. The may rebbe bikshu lahatn nesinim. Amar rebbe mchalkeinu nata chelik mizbeach miyatir. Loisha yoroitzim latirim. So the pashup shat the gemara is that the may rebbe they want to be matan and bekol. That's why they go. That's the bikshu lahatn nesinim. Is they want to be matan and bechitul. If you remember, time is not shayach. This is a derais. They like to schatn. Says Tosis, lo yishal yoreisim latirim lovi v'kol. Lo midirais asiri. El abikshu lepotter me abdus liyis mecharim. They wanted to make them ois avodim. Apparently, bimei Rebbe, they were still avodim. Really, man, incredible fact. Just a picture, but bimei Rebbe, they were still serving as avodim. And they wanted to free them of their abdus. V'amul Rebbe, den yechayim lafkiya, chaylik mizbeach. So Rebbe said that we're not going to be able to be matir the chelik mizbeach. What does that mean? The mizbeach wasn't around, so they weren't doing avoda for the mizbeach. But in theory, they would still be avoda mizbeach, like shibana beis hamikdash. There's still going to be a chelik that's meshubah to the mizbeach. So Rebbe said we can't be matir that. So I can understand exactly what was Rebbe's taina. Loi tischatni yev anyway. And a status of Avodim Kanaan and Midra Avodim, I said before, according to Rebbe Natan, they did not give them. They were not Avodim Kanaan. They were Avodim Kanaan, they shouldn't have Knas, and they should be also Be'evet Ivri. They were never Avodim Kanaan. So they were regular Psulei Kol, with a din that they had a Chi of Shibut. They got up in the morning, they had to do Shibut for Klal Yisrael. So Bimei Rebbe, and apparently they were still at work in the coal mines or something. They were still working. And it's a little bit hard to imagine, but okay, that's how everyone has to learn. So when it happens, so be May Rebbe, they decided that we're gonna let them. They don't have to come to work anymore. Big shula hatir. We're gonna be mafkir that shibuk. So Rebbe said no, but they still have a chelik mizbeach. So what does that mean? But they weren't actually working for the mizbeach. The mizbeach wasn't around. So what does he mean? But in theory, they still have a shibuk to the mizbeach. So if we're gonna be matir a chelik, they're gonna. Then when Sheivan and Beis Hamikdash, then people, they're not gonna. We're gonna forget that they still have a shibut to the mizbeach. Maybe something al derech zeh. It's hard for me to understand exactly. Rebbe's, maybe if you told me Evik Kanani, like Rashi Shita, that they were avodim mamish. That's where the psul chitun came from, and that's why they wanted to be mefkir the avdus, because they wanted to be matir them. So Rebbe said, what's it gonna help? They're still gonna be chatzi avodim. You're not gonna mariach anything. So your chelik is going to be matir. Our chelik will be matir. But the chelik mizbeach will still be an abdus. The mele will still be also be chitun. According to Ben Tam, chitun is not on the table. So the whole thing is the mitzias of abdus. The mitzias of the shibud. So Rebbe said, we could be matir our chelik, but there's still a chelik mizbeach. They weren't actually working for the mizbeach. Shibud and Beis HaMikdash will have to work for the mizbeach. So Rebbe said, we can't be matir the shibud to us, because what will become of the shibud, I guess, Meheir Yibon and Beis HaMikdash, and they're still going to be, we're going to want them to be meshuvah to the mizbeach, and if we be matar achelik, then somehow we're going to forget about the chelik and mizbeach, something like that. Very unclear to me exactly what's the concern over here. Okay, what can I do? V'afel gav dekayim lehefker based on hoya hefker. So this is a kasha. Why couldn't they be matar lechelik mizbeach with hefker based on hefker? This it says, haynu l'tzorech. Hefker based on hefker is only when you have a big reason. Here there wasn't such a big reason. So there was no warrant here to exercise hefker based in hefker. So what's the obvious question?
Okay.
So what's chalkeinu natir? Rebbe only had a problem with the chelik mizbeach, but the chelik ha'om, that was he was okay with. How was he okay with the chelik ha'om? Hefker based in hefker, but there wasn't such a big tzorach. You only use hefker based in hefker. Tosfos saying that's You know, you have to, you break the glass and press the button when you have a very big tzarech. But here there wasn't such a big tzarech to say hefker based on hefker. Okay, so what's chelak av? Chelkeinu nata, that Rebbe had no problem with. Only the chelak on his mizbeach. I think the pasuk pshat is that apparently Tosfos holds, that's for sure Tosfos holds, that the Chelek Ha'am did not need Hefker based on Hefker. In Dosh Teit, that's what it says over here. That the Chelek Ha'am, the Chelkeinu Nati, does not have to come on to Hefker based on Hefker. For the Chelek Mizbech, we would need Hefker based on Hefker. And that's already too big, we're not going to do. Not prepared to do. But for the Chelkeinu Nati, you don't have to come on to Hefker based on Hefker. Why not? So I think life in Poshut, that the Chelek Ha'am, they had a Shubat of the Om. Who are the representatives of the Om? Beis Din, the representatives of the Om. Beis Din is a gizborim for the Om. If Beis Din would be mafkir, the chelik Om, that's not called hefker, Beis Din hefker. That means the Om is mafkir, their chelik. Beis Din, as the duly constituted representatives of the Om, will be mafkir, the chelik Om. The Torah is gizborim. They're the gizborim for Om. They're memunim of the Om. They're the representatives of the Om. And they have a right to speak for the Om, and based in as the, you know, they're the government, and they're the duly constituted authority, and they'll be mafkir the chelik Om. That's called the Avos mafkir the chelik. That doesn't need hefker based in. Hefker based in is for hefker to step in and be mafkir your property. You don't want based in to do it. Nobody, but based in has a right to be mafkir your property. But for based in to be mafkir the property of the tzibur, that's not hefker based in hefker. That's the tzibur being mafkir their own property. So chalkeinu nata, that doesn't need hefker based in hefker. But chelik mizbeach, based in doesn't represent the mizbeach. For that, they would have to step in and do hefker based in hefker. I think that's the poshut shot in this line in Tosfos. L'maisa, Rashi in Yevamah is not that way. Rashi in Yevamah says chalkeinu nata because of hefker based in hefker. That even the chalkeinu nata needs hefker based in hefker. So it comes out, it's a double machlekes Rashi in Tosfos. First of all, there's a machlekes in the chalkeinu. The chalkeinu nata doesn't need hefker based in hefker, and the Rashi, the chalkeinu nata needs hefker based in hefker. That needs a hezber. But in addition, is a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos regarding chelik mizbeach. Tosfos holds that chelik mizbeach. Also, we could have done it. We could have done hefker based in hefker for chelik mizbeach. Just we didn't want to do it because it wasn't such a tzarech. But according to Rashi, that we were prepared to do hefker based in hefker. Chalkeinu nata was with hefker based in hefker. So why not chelik mizbeach? So you have to say that according to Rashi, hefker based on hefker won't work for chelik mizbeach. So that's another machlekes Rashi in Tosfos. Does hefker based on hefker work for the chelik mizbeach? Shaz, what's pshat Rashi? Why not? Tosfos is double pshat chalkeinu that hefker based on hefker works for chelik mizbeach as well. So why is Rashi chelik? So I'm not sure. I have two machshavas. I mean, it could be stopped. Maybe I think there isn't even like this in Achayim. I don't recall right now exactly. Maybe Rashi just holds that hefker based in hefker is only just doesn't apply to hefkish. Maybe based is right to be mafkir only applies to the property of regular Jews. Maybe based doesn't have the authority over maybe stav machlekes in the parameters of hefker based in hefker. Tosfos holds hefker based in hefker applies to all property to whomever it belongs, and Rashi assumes it only applies to regular secular property. That's a pasuk, I think, in Ezra. I know. It's not talking about chelik mizbeach, but it's hard to know what's the. Yeah, I don't know what's. It needs a hezber. I'm just saying, maybe that's all it says. Well, I thought maybe there's different. Maybe the machlekes here has shosha. Maybe it's rooted in what we've been working on up till now. Lefi Rashi. We'll start the other way. Lefi Rabbi Natan, the abdus that we're talking about is what shibud ba'alma. They weren't Avodim Knanim. They weren't goyzen them to be Avodim Knanim. Not even the Rabbanim were they goyzen them to be Avodim. Just a Shibud. Shibud is like a chayv Avdus. But it's nothing to do with their status. It's not a Kinyan Aguf. The fear of any time, they were not Avodim Knanim. Even at the Rabbanim level, they were not Avodim Knanim. If they would be Avodim Knanim, they wouldn't have Knas. They would be also Be'evid Ivri. The whole Shita of any time is they were Yisraelim Murim with the chayv Shibud. A chayv Shibud is fundamentally a chayv. So they have a chayv Avdus, like an Ivri Ivri has a chayv Avdus. They have a chayv abdus to work for the Om. They have a chayv abdus to work for the mizbeach. Lashenken according to Rashi, that the isa chitun came from the abdus. So Lashon Rashi Nivam is that they made them avodim psulim. Chayim is that the Isser Chitin, that's certainly what Tosfos understood in Rashi, that the Isser Chitin came from the Avdus. Of course, Tosfos Nivam says two Tzadim about that. Tosfos by us as well. Does that mean Mamish Avdus Drabonim with the Loyal Kodesh Drabonim, or less than Nirim Kavodim with a separate Isser Chitin? But let's say the first way in Rashi, that they were going around them, that they should be Avodim Mamish Drabonim with the Loyal. With an Isser Chitin, therefore Drabonim. That's the pastus of the Mashmos Rashi Nivamas. That the Moshe Gozer Aleim, that there should be Avodim Sulim. We talked about Rashi. Rashi was Moshe Gozer Aleim. So Rashi says, because it's Chaytel Ezech, it's Mashmos, they were Avodim Sulim. And it's not Mashmos Rashi that the David Gozer Aleim is different. It's the same Gozer Aleim. That in Lefi Rashi, the Gzeh was, there should be Avodim Sulim. Tayy says, Kashish Le Yom Knas, we'll talk about that later. But the Mashmos, the pastus in Rashi is that they were Taka Avodim Knanim. Midrabonim, let's say, Midrabonim. It's a gzeira. But midrabanan, they were going around them a din avdus. So the firashi, at least on a drabanan level, they had there's a kinyan aguf in these avodim. It's not just a chayiv. That's a chayiv biyama, a chayiv that they have to do work. What's the definition of an evan kani? An evan kani is a person in whom there's a kinyan aguf. That is his guf is kindly to the odin. I think it's Geshur v'Chamor, maybe it's only Lashon Rishonim, but his guf is coming to the Adam. Lefi Rashi, the gzera of Chayti Beitzeh Hashem Mecha, the gzera of Moshe Gozer Leim and Lachara, the pastors in Rashi is that likewise the gzera of Yeshua and the gzera of David was they should be Avodim Knanim, they should be Avodim Amish, Avodim Tulim, and that's where Chitin comes from because they're Avodim Tulim, they have a status of Avodim Knanim with their Avodim. Never mind for the time being all the questions that Tosfos asked in that because Le'ilim Kras and why they mutter Be'avod Ivri, but Lema'is it sounds like in Rashi that they were based on the Avdus. That means it's a Kinyan Aguf. So the Chelek Mizbeach belonged to the Mizbeach with a Kinyan Aguf. Their Guf was coming to the Mizbeach. So it could be a very big difference. Something which belongs to the Mizbeach already has an Issum Eilah. That's not just the Mamon HaSikudin. That's already becomes Yisur. So it could be, I mean, this is already going into Me'ilah to Kishayas, but it could be that in that it's not Shaya Hefka based in Hefka. Hefka based in Hefka could be Nageya, will work where it's purely a Mominus to Kishayas. There's a Chayv, we want to be Mafkir the Chayv. We're Mafkir, so that would say Hefka based in Hefka. So even Chaylik Mizbeach, what was the Chaylik Mizbeach? The Chaylik Mizbeach was that they had a Chayv Shibut to the Mizbeach, their work. A debt of work that they have to work to the Mizbeach. And maybe they have Gufus Mamushkin to that, but at the bottom it's basically a chayv. So Tosfos, and that's the Shittus of Tosfos. It's just a Shibud Be'alma. It's not that the Gufus coming to the Mizbeach. Tosfos assumes for that it helps Hefka based on Hefka. Masha'enkin with Hirashi, that they were Mamish Avodim, Abdus Mamish, Gozer Aleim. So if they were Mamish Avodim, that means that the Gufus coming to Hekish, the Gufus coming to Hekish. So that's a Dovah Sheish Be'ilu. For that, it could be that for that, it doesn't help Hefka based on Hefka. Yeah.
So what about like a neder?
For what?
Like a neder first, like you send every animal, and then you end up like doing the eila on that animal. Would that not be an eila because it's not like a kinyan on that exact animal? That was also have to make another one.
To the extent that you mak the shit and the hektish is chal, so then there is meal on it. I mean that's a double positive. You say in the main maharezu, it becomes kaddish. So I was just a chayv. So in the chayv, there's no me'ilah in that.
There's no
me'ilah. And what? And what animal? And then when you actually take a specific animal and you designate it for the fulfillment of the net, so then it's hakachal and it's me'ilah. I mean, those are halachas nichas me'ilah. So it's halachas nichas me'ilah. But wherever me'ilah applies, what I'm saying is wherever me'ilah applies, it could be that where me'ilah applies, hefker based on hefker is. Tzorach liptak. We have to go check this out. But I'm suggesting at least that no, as you could, there is an achleikus rashi taizuvia. Tosfos says that Hefka based on Hefka would apply to the Chelek Mizbeach, and Rashi says not. So maybe it's time on the Chelek Mizbeach. Rashi and Tosfos, does Hefka based on Hefka apply to Hefka? And I have to check. I seem to remember that there is a need in the Chayin about this, but I didn't check it out whether Hefka based on Hefka applies to Hefka. But I want to suggest that maybe the Machlekes here is maybe Rashi and Tosfos agree that where there's an Issa Me'ilah, Hefka based on Hefka won't can't be Mafkir then. But the machlokes goes back to the machlokes. What do we mean here? When we talk about abdus. Taisol's abdus over here is just a chayv mom and a chayv shibud. So that's like any that hefker based hefker could certainly apply. Now, shaking the firashi, it means that they were connu to hektish. Chelik mizbeach means literally that they were avodim of hektish, so that already has an isim ila. An isim ila hefka beis and hefka could be as a not shaykh. Yechai.
Asks that find many places that Beis Din gives schar to certain people from Shumas Halashka, and he asks if there's Me'ila, and he answers late Beis Din Masna Leim. It doesn't say after Beis Din after.
So. Well, I hear maybe Tais just holds it right. Yeah. Demis is people. There's you know, somebody wants to do homework and check this out. You know, what's the story of Hefka based on Hefka? And I didn't. I'm just saying right now, off the top of my head. We'll see later. Even Tais is also another chizik for this. Demis is. Yeah, yes. Which, what you think, you're Rabbeinu Tam or Rashi? You're Rabbeinu Tam?
Very suggestion for Rashi.
I want to say for Rashi that they made them Avodim. I mean, it's not only Rashi. Tosfos certainly had a tzad in Rashi that they were going to them Avdus Mamash. That's the whole new thing we have before Tosfos. Were they going to Avdus Mamash, or they're only going there that they should be near him, Kavodim? So I want to say on that tzad that they were going to them Avdus Mamash. Tosfos doesn't like that tzad because he says that then why do they have Knas? And why they mutter be'avad ivri? So Tosfos, when he was discussing Rashi, he walked away from the Abdus Mamish Gozer Leim, and he was more noted to the Nirim Kavodim. Tosfos here and Tosfos in Yevamos. But the Mashmos of Rashi himself in Yevamos is that they were guys in the Abdus Mamish. That the Psul Chitim was because they were Avodim Sulim. You know, Avodim Sulim Ninu.
They weren't Sulim, that was the Rabbanim.
Yeah, Midir Rabbanim, granted, Midir Rabbanim.
But if it was a king of God, then they sent their then why would that not be after Isaac?
No, it's a kinyan aguf midrabanan because midatara that Yisraelim can't have a kinyan aguf. So it's mila midrabanan, everything midrabanan. No, it's midatara it's not shaykh kinyan aguf because they're Jews. You can't have a kinyan aguf from a Jew. But midrabanan they were guys so they should have a din of avodim sulim. What?
So it's also
mila midrabanan. So mila midrabanan, yeah, that's not so terrible. They're avodim kinyan midrabanan with the kinyan aguf midrabanan with the mila midrabanan. Pastus is the Rabbanan. We'll see later. Maybe there's room to play. There should be Kinyan Aguf there, Isa, even. But Pastus, let's. I'm willing to, for the time being, let's say with the Rabbanan. That's certainly the simpler route. Okay, let's see if I can. Mil. Yushami Mashma with Kipir Shakuntus. Places, but in Yushami, it's not a Mashma like Rashi. That the Gzeru was not. That the Gzeru is Chitun. That the Isser Chitun is Gzeru. The fear of any time, the Isser Chitun is the Isa. Latest Chatun. The Gzeru is only Abdus. Rashi Shita is that the Issach Chitin is also in the Ra'is, that the Issach Chitin is the Gzer. Says Tosis in Yisham, you smash like Rashi. We perak asor yuchsim. The Gomer Hossim, the Sinim, Yeshua Rikkum. Klum Rikkum ele mishum psul mishpacha. Dim taim mishum psul abdus ele miata abol ene sinu lo yehe lo knas. Mash min shum dushu gozor lai on yisul lo vibakol. We gzer is Yeshua with David hakol gzer achas ikinu mukhavar. So what's this Yisham? Yisham is the beginning of asor yuchsim. First of all, the Yushami, he says, it runs a little bit differently now, so yeah, than the Babli. Yushami says, so like he said, very at the beginning of Halacha Aleph, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph and Yushami. So it says, what's Nesinim? Why are they called Nesinim? Hashem Vayitin Meyashirem Mehu Chayt Veitzim Meshay Veimayim Leidah. So Yushami asks, this is not the part that Tosfos quotes. Nicha Leidah Ule Mizbech Hashem. We understand the part that they were avodim shayev emayim le'edom, but what does it mean lemizbech Hashem? That's not clear what the kash is. What's the shayev? He made them avodim lemizbech Hashem. Very not clear what the question is. The carbon edel learns to be avodim lemizbech Hashem is not a punishment. The chaschus, you know. He was punishing them. What kind of punishment is that? Is to be chayt beizim shayv v'mayim l'mizbech Hashem? It's the Rav Alter Gezach. It's like in Kelm. In Kelm, the minhag was that there was a kibbutz to sweep the floor. If you swept the floor in Kelm, like the chashuv abachim in Kelm got the kibbutz to sweep the floor. So a mother came to visit her son in Kelm, and she saw that he's sweeping the floor. So she went to the altar and she complained, you know, my son, I sent him to yeshiva and you're making him into a janitor. So the altar told her, it only works really in Yiddish. The altar told her, Devas Kert, she says, Devas Kerta Kerta Welt. To care in Yiddish can mean to sweep, but it can mean to make an upheaval, to turn over. She says, he who sweeps here will one day will turn over the world. Devas Kerta, one who cares here, Kerta Welt, he'll turn over the world. Now it's to be over here, to sweep the floor over here in Kelm, that's a double goal. So anyway, that's how the Kabbalah learns the Kash, you know. What's it? Anyway, whatever the question is, so the Yishami answers, Elatalin Yeshua b'doifen. Rather, Yeshua hung them up on the wall, so to speak, some metaphors. Omer, and he said, Ani loy makarvan v'loy merachkan. I'm not sure. I'm leaving it sort of undecided. Elabimishu osud livnei says, Beis Abchira. One day somebody's going to come along who's going to build the Beis Abchira, that's David HaMelech. David HaMelech laid the foundations for the Beis Abchira. And he'll decide, you know, I'm kicking the can down the road. You know, I see these givayim, they're problematic people, so I'm kicking. I'm leaving. I guess meanwhile we're not going to marry them, but their final disposition, I'm leaving over. We're making them for the time being. I bought them to Le'edah, but the final disposition is going to be up to the person from the who's in charge of the Mizbech Hashem, to David HaMelech. Let him decide what to do with him. And then David HaMelech came and he saw and David HaMelech came and he was going to givayim leivim the Yisrael Haim. So that's how Yishami reconciles. We have the kashan in the Bavli as well. Who was Geizer? Was it Yeshua? Was it David? The Bavli answered Yeshua was Geizer only with Mashav Eishim Mikdash Kaya. The David was David Melech was Geizer even after. Yishami has a different teres. The Mizbech Hashem means Yeshua was Geizer temporarily, contingent upon the final decision of David and Melech. Okay, fine. Then Yishami has later. This is the part that Tosfos quotes. Tosfos doesn't quote the whole thing though. Yishami says, Rav Huna Amar b'mei Reb Elezer ben Azariah bikshu lekarvan. That at the time Reb Elezer ben Azariah, they wanted to be makarv to the Nesilim, to allow them, Hashus, it means lekarvan, to allow them to marry Jews. Rabbi Evo Mappa Plishti b'mei Reb Elezer, Rav Huna says it was Reb Elezer, in the days of Reb Elezer. Omru, but they said, mi metare chelke shel mizbeach. That's similar to what we had in Agama. Who's going to, melech chelkenu, achel, but mi metare chelke shel mizbeach. Says to Yishami, and this is very not clear what he wants. Hada Amra Yeshua Richkon. This seems to be a raya that it was Yeshua who was merachak them, and not David. What's the raya? What was one thing after the other? Very, very unclear. The Mefarshim and the Sfat, the Karban Eda and the Pnei Moshe, they learned the pshat is, what was the title? What did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say to them? He said to them, Chalkeinu Natir. But what about the Chalik Mizbeach? What's Chalik Mizbeach? Because it says in the Pasuk Yeshua, he made them Shoyve Mayim, Laido, Ulu Mizbech Hashem. But before we said that Mizbech Hashem doesn't mean literally they were Avodim Mizbeach, it just means that he was giving it over to David HaMelech to decide. They weren't really Avodim Mizbeach. And here we seem to be making an issue out of the Chalik of Mizbeach. Apparently, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't dash in the Pasuk that way. He understood literally that Yeshua is Geish, they should be Avodim to the Mizbech Hashem. So you see that Yeshua made the Gzair, not David HaMelech. So the Kavanah learns the Shtickle Gemara. The Ramban in Yavamas quotes this Yerushalmi. He says a different shot, it's an interesting shot. He says, that, let me do the Ramban. The Kach Perushay. Kevin Shafil Bizman Shein Bayis Choshashul Achelik Mizbeach. Since even after the Beis Hamikdash was Chorev, they held this, we still have to worry about the Chalik HaMizbeach. Shema Mino Yeshua Richon. So that's a raya that the Gzeres Nesinim comes from Yeshua. Ubizman She'en Bayis Nami Gozer Leim. Because Yeshua's Gzera was even Bizman She'en Beis Hamikdash Kayim. That was the opposite of Agamar. Kedechsiv Shoyve Mayim Le'edo. Because Yeshua, by the Pasuk by Yeshua, it says he made them Shoyve Mayim Le'edo L'Mizbech Hashem. So the Mizbech Hashem maybe is only relevant Bizman She'en Beis Hamikdash Kayim, but the Shoyve Mayim Le'edo is forever. And since it was a package deal, La'edim and Mizbech Hashem, so that's a gzera that's for all times. But since it was also La'edah certainly for all times, so the whole thing is for all time. But im time of David Gazar, but if the gzera really only comes from David HaMelech, Harib is Man HaBas Gazar, David HaMelech, we only find it was Geizer B'Zman HaBayis. Kidichsiv, because it says a pasuk in Ezra, which we haven't encountered yet, Umin anesinim asher nosan David la'avodas ha'levim. Avodas ha'levim, hayim avodas ha'mikdash. By David HaMelech, we only find the pasuk that he was Geizer to give, make the nesinim avodim to the Mizbeach. We don't find that he made them avodim le'edom. So if we were, and so that's only by definition gzera b'zman shebeis hamikdash shayachayim. Because if the gzera lechatchil was only lemizbeach, then it's only kozman that there is a mizbeach. Hashem can according if the Yeshua is goyzer, he was goyzer le'ed avilim mizbeach Hashem. Then that's gzera that's even b'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim. And even b'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim, both parts of the mizbeach of the gzera are in force. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah said, "Mchalkeinu nate chelik mizbeach miyate." Interesting shot. Anyway, that's part of the Yishami. So Yishami says Yeshua was merachek them. Zerahi was Yeshua was merachek them. But now, Bemei Reb Lezim and Azariah, they said we can't be mad at them because of chelik mizbeach. So then Yishami asks, I feel utaymo Yeshua richkon, even if we'll say that Yeshua was merachek them, and therefore the Gzeira applied even after the Beis Hamikdash is chorev. Klum richkon elo sulei mishpacha. From Pnei Psul Mishpacha, I think Tosfos was Geres. He was only merachek them al Psul Mishpacha, not al Avdus, because in Teimer Mishum Psul Avdus Miata Abol Nesinu Lo Yehelo Knas. You can't say the Geres in them Avdus, because if it was Geres in them Avdus, then why do they have Knas? It must be it was only Geres in them Richuk Mishpacha. So if he was only Geres in them Posh Pshat and Yishami, Yishami saying there was no Geres of Avdus. Was what do you worry about Chelik Mizbeach? You telling me there was a Geres of Avdus? It can't have been really a Geres of Avdus. Because how could there be Gzeir of Avdus? If there's Gzeir of Avdus, they shouldn't have Knas. It must be that he wasn't Merachik them, Mishum Avdus. He was only Merachik them, Mishum Psul Mishpacha. And if he's only Merachik them, Mishum Psul Mishpacha, apparently the Yishami is asking, so why can't we be Matir? What's this Chelik Mizbeach? We'll be Matir. There's a Psul Mishpacha, Gzeir is Psul Mishpacha. We'll be Matir the Psul Mishpacha. What are you worried about Chelik Mizbeach? What do you think they're Avodim? They're not Avodim, they're Arai, they have Knas. That's the whole Posh of Shat in Yishami. So Taisa says from this Yishami is a riot to Rashi that the Gzera, that there was a Gzera's Chitun. Because the Yishami is talking saying there was no Gzera of Avdus, it was only a Gzera of Chitun. Let's read Taisa's inside again. Yishami Rashi Kapir Shakutches. The Gzeira was not that the Shabbos was a Bekal. The Gzeira was the same as the Gzeira of Dovid, like it's Mashman Oral, it was one Gzeira, just Mashman Bishamit. The Yishami itself is saying, be Meir B'Lezim and Azariah, they were worried about the Chelik Mizbeach, fretty Yishami, what do you worry about the Chelik Mizbeach? Gershu was only Geizer Mishum Richuk Mishpacha, he wasn't Geizer Avdus, but Arai, they have no Knas. So what's the problem with the Chelik Mizbeach? We're talking long after Dovid, so I don't know why Tosh needs to invoke the Gemara in Oral, any of that. But a Kapanim says it's a riot to Rashi. So Niza Hesper, the Mashiach, gets, what do you mean it's a riot to Rashi? It says in this, even according to Rashi, we said before, there was a Gzera. The Gemara says the Gemara says there was a Gzera of Avdus. The Gemara in Yavama says, Bimei Rebbe, Bikshu, the same word, Bikshu Lahat Techelik Mizbeach. The Gemara says there was a Gzera of Avdus. Tosh said, oh, Hesper. The Psul Chitin comes from the Avdus, that was Tosh's original side, Avdus Mamash Gozer Alayu. Then Tosh says, no, that can't be, because then they should be Amai Eishlem Gnas. So Tosfos says, well, it was two Gzeres that went side by side. There was a Gzeres Chitun with the Gzeres Nirim Kavodim, and therefore went together with the Gzeres Chitun. The Yishami says they weren't Avodim at all. So the Yishami is altogether not like the Bavli. The Yishami says there was no Gzeres Avdus.
Answer for Rashi before he said, so you have to say it's not Avdus Mamish, it's just
So maybe that's the pshat in the Yerushalmi. If Yerushalmi is saying if it would be Ablis Mamish, so why would they have knas? You know what, let me say it like this. There's several possibilities here. And maybe it has to do with the Hemshech HaTosh as well. But for the time being, there's several possibilities. One possibility is the Sikh Oifim Poshut, then in a Chanami. The Yushalmi in this Nikud is not like the Babli. The Babli's bottom line is Chalif Mizbech Miyatir. But there was an Isser of Abdus. Which Tosus was Marach Rabat before? Was it Abdus Mamish? Was it not Abdus Mamish? But the bottom line in the Babli is Chalif Mizbech Miyatir, that there was Xeris Abdus together with Xeris Chitl. And again, Ka'omer, Tosus before Tutstonim, even the Rashi had Tutstonim. Does that mean Abdus Mamish Gozer Lai was Mamish Abdus Drabonon and the Isser Chitl was a Lozalia Kodesh Drabonon? Tosus had problems with that. So he said, no, it wasn't Abdus Mamish, it was Nirim Kavodim with a separate Isser Chitl. But one way or another, there was an Abdus Gozer Lai together with the Isser Chitl. And that's the Maskan on the Babel. The Yushami brings that. Chalik Mizbech Miyatir. And the Yushami says, no, it can't. Yushami says, no, there was no Abdus. Because apparently Yushami doesn't have the notion of Nirim Kavodim. Abdus is either yes or no. You're either Abdus Mamish or nothing. And the Yushami says, there was no Abdus, because they have Knas. And therefore, there was no Xeris Abdus at all. And there was only an Issachitim. And therefore, the Yushami remains really with the Kasha. The Yushami remains obliged with the Kasha. Why weren't they Matir the Nesina? What chelik mizbeach miyatir? They weren't avodim. Yishami doesn't answer the kasha, as far as I could tell. So in Yishami, the bottom line is that there was no avodim. So nechami, that's beferish machlekes Bavli and Yishami. Big deal. No, it's other. We already saw that the Bavli and Yishami don't agree in many nekudas here in the sugya. So nechami, in the Bavli, the bottom line is chelik mizbeach miyatir, that there was an avodim. And in Yushami has that, and Yushami has another step in the sugya where the Yushami said, no, there was no Avdus because Amai Yeshlem Knas. Fine, so in that Nakuda, the Babli and Yushami don't have to be on the same page. But Akaponim, Taish is saying, but Akaponim, you see in Yushami that David HaMelech, that there's no like Tishatim, the Araisa. That the Isser Chitun, it's clear in the Yushami that they wanted to be matted in Bechitun. Because the Yushami is talking about Chitun. They wanted to be matted Bechitun, and they had a problem with Chelet Mizbeach. And then the Yishami is, but there was no Abdus anyway, so why can't we be matan and bechitun? Akoponim, you see in the Yishami that the need there was chitun. What happened to like the schatun the Araisa? Now, Korchach, you see, the Yishami doesn't have the Isser of chitun. The Yishami held that doesn't have the Isser of like the schatun the Araisa. The Yishami was the Isser chitun was exerted there abonon, Agde Yeshua, Agde David. That's certainly a flourish in Yishami, that the Isser chitun was part of the exer of Yeshua and the exer of David. So that much you can see from the Yishami. You know, the Yishami and the Babli may have an argument whether it was Xeris Abdus also. And the Yishami, but the Babli holds it was Xeris Abdus, Chelik Mizbeach Miyatir. And the Yishami is Doichelet because of Maye Shlem Knas. Fine, that's a Machlekes Beferish, the Babli and Yishami. But Mechatesa to say there's a Machlekes Babli and Yishami, but Leitis Chatenbom. If you see in the Yishami that there's no Issa the Rice of Leitis Chatenbom, so Mechatesa, that's a right to Rashi, that there's Taka no Issa the Rice of Leitis Chaten, not like Rabba. Not like the Naino, not like Rav in Ayiva. That much Tosfos could bring from the Yushami. That's I think a pasuk. Maybe we don't even have to look any further than that. Yeah, if we want to say maybe more fanciful, so we can say with the Ray that I said before that the Yushami means. That maybe the Yishami also agrees that there's Abdus. The Yishami means that the Abdus is only an Abdus Shibud. And a Shibud, we could say Hefker based on Hefker. But the Chelik Mizbeach Miyatir's Mashma was more than that. It was a Kinyan Aguf with an Issa Me'ila. In other words, the Yishami, Rabbi Lezvin and Azari said Chelik Mizbeach Miyatir. What does it mean Chelik Mizbeach Miyatir? What about Hefker based on Hefker? Apparently, there's a Kinyan Aguf with the Issa Me'ila. We can't say Hefker based on Hefker. Says Yishami, why not? There wasn't Abdus Mamish. Abdus Mamish, Le'ilim Knas. From the fact that this Knas, he wasn't Abdus Mamish, it was only Nirim Kavodim. For Nirim Kavodim, we could say Hefker based on Hefker. Right, that's already third. But I don't think we have to go so far. I think the Pashto answers what I said before. Then in the Chanami, and in the Prat of Abdus, was there Abdus or was there no Abdus? About it, it's a Machlekes Bavli and Yushalmi. That's not even something that we're imputing. That's Beferish Machlekes Bavli and Yushalmi. The Bavli says Chelik Mizbeach Miyatir, which means that there was Abdus. And the Yushami says that and shlugs and asks on it and has a kasha on it. What do you mean chelik mizbeach? So why is there knas? So nechami, that's beferish machlekes Bavli Yushami. That doesn't phase Tosfos. But Tosfos brings from the Yushami, al kaponim yisgin the Yushami, that the nidin here was an issur chitun. What happened to leitis chatan deraisa? Vice Tosfos, no leitis chatan deraisa.
even the Yerushalmi has Chotbeis and Chotbeis and Shoreimayim, or by Yeshua, that also that source, right? So the Yerushalmi.
I mean, what do you do with the pasuk with the pshut of shalikra? It says vayitim Yeshua and tzayshayt v'mayim v'chayitz v'esim v'shayit v'mayim. If they're only guys that richuk mishpacha, right? So you have to say, in other words, you have to say that Yishami knows that he made them work, but Yishami says, but it wasn't Petaris Avdus, and that is no chelik mizbeach miyatim. Right. So anyway, you have to say maybe this is anyway. But about it, there was chatziva seisim v'shiva sheva smayim. But for that, we could be machmir. That's not chelik mizbeach miyater. Chelik mizbeach miyater is when there's a pekinyan aguf with the isim ilu. Yeah, right here. Very good. Okay, then Taisa goes on and says, but it says Taisus, the emes is, it's not so terrible. What do we mean with Daikin Shami? We mean with Daikin Yishami that there's no letis chat in their eyes. So in the Chanami, but maybe the Baal Yishami holds like the Havamina Rava in Horo. Rava had such a Havamina that letis chat in his Begiyusum. So the Yishami holds like Rava's Havamina. But the Maskana Rava at the end of the day is that the Pasuk letis chat in his Begiyusum, and we have to go like the Maskana Rava. So it's still a Kasha and Rashi. So there's no Siyua from the Yishami. Yes, the Yushami holds that the latest chat. Yes, the Yushami holds that there is no latest chatim. But that's because the Yushami holds like the Havmin Rava. But at the end of the day, we should go like the Maskana Rava. V'oid yesh leimar, the richkon ha'inish lo yitamu behem. So what's this line? He's coming to defend Rabbeinu Tam, another defense of Rabbeinu Tam. That maybe the Yushami is not a steer to Rabbeinu Tam. Why is the Yushami not a steer to Rabbeinu Tam? Again, Rabbi Natam holds that there's leitis chatim deraisa. So the Yushalmi must be talking about avdus. What's he saying now? But oydei shleimer the richkan haynus leitamu ben. He's coming luchora just from the hemshich hadvar to be miyashiv the Yushalmi with Rabbi Natam, which means that la'olam there is a leitis chatim deraisa, and we may Rabbi bikshu lahatan asinim or in Yushalmi's meir blesam and azaria. It means they want to be mad to them from avdus. So the question is, how do you read the Yishami? So he said, chelik mizbech miyatir. So to Yishami, I feel it, hey, Yeshua Richkon, klum Richkon, elo psule mishpocha, and tell me, Yishim psule avdus, yata balin sin leyelet nasa. So he's changing, he's saying, Richkon doesn't mean not to marry them. But to marry them is leitzchat in their eyes. Richka means what? Shelo yitamu b'hem. Means what Rabbi Natam said before in the Bavli, that the gzeir was to make them avodim or nirim kavodim to be mishtabed with them. Shelo yitamu b'hem. So the richkon means the avdus, the nirim kavodim. So he's reading that into the Yerushalmi. He wants to read into the Yerushalmi that it stems with Rabbi Natam. There was no question in marrying them. It was leitzchat in their eyes. The needing was they wanted to be matter, they shouldn't be avodim. So now, how's he reading the Yishami? It's not clear to me. How does he want to read the Yishami? So Yishami asks, I feel the time of Yeshua Richkon, even if Yeshua was merachek them, meaning he was geyser on them, that they should be avod, they should have a shibud in order shlo yitamu behem. What are the next words? Klum Richkon elo psulei mishpacha. In teimim mishim psulei avdus meata avodim nesina le'elo knas. But Nan, I'm only seeing the Yeshlo Knas. How's he reading this line in the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi is saying Beferish. He was only Geiser Mishum Psul Mishpacha. He wasn't Geiser Mishum Abdus. So this is before the Yerushalmi is Beferish. That's Yerushalmi's whole point. That there was no Xeris Abdus, there was only Xeris of Psul Mishpacha. Because you see, they have Knas. If they were Avodim, they wouldn't have Knas. So how's he made a time reading the Yerushalmi? I think here Yitak have to say along the lines of the raid that we were saying before. He's reading the Yishami as follows: Bimei Reb Elezer ben Azariah, they wanted to be matter the avdus of the nesinim. So they said, "What about chelik mizbeach? You can't be matter the chelik mizbeach." Says the Yishami, "Why not? After all, what was the gzeir over here? What was the avdus? it can't have been avdus mamish with the kinyan aguf, because then they were amayesh lam knas. It must have been that it wasn't avdus mamish with the kinyan aguf. It was only a shibut shlo yitamu ben mishum psul mishpacha. And if it was only a shibut shlo yitamu ben mishum psul mishpacha, then we should be able to be matir the chaylik mizbeach. I don't see any way out of it. This has to be the way Rabbeinu Tam is reading this Yerushalmi now, this line in Tosfos. Again, what does it say in Yerushalmi? It's Chabal, I didn't make a Xerox. Again, the Yerushalmi says, we'll go through step by step, it's A, B, C. First, the Yerushalmi says, same as the Bavli, Chelek Mizbeach Miyate. We can't be mad to them because there's a Chelek Mizbeach. Frek the Yerushalmi, why not? Who cares about Chelek? This is all it says in Yerushalmi. Who cares about Chelek Mizbeach? Yeshua was only merachik them mishum psul mishpacha. He wasn't merachik them mishum avdus, because you see they have knas. Now, up till now, Tosfos learned pshat in the Yerushalmi, according to Rashi, the Yerushalmi saying that there was only a gzeir of chitun, there was no gzeir of avdus, because amayesh them knas. It must be there was never a gzeir of avdus, it was only a gzeir of chitun. And why can't we be matad for the chelik mizbeach? We'll be matad the yisur chitun. But that's not like Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam says chitun is a deraisa. We can't have a gemara. They can't be matter chitun. Chitun is like this chatan deraisa. So now Tosfos is revisiting Yerushalmi. He's saying, Lo'olam, you're right. We're going to go with Rabbeinu Tam. Psul chitun is deraisa. Lo'yal zeh anu donim. We're not discussing over here chitun. We're discussing avdus. And b'mei Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, they want to be matter the avdus. And they said, but we can't be matter the avdus because what about the chelik mizbeach? We can't be mafkir the chelik mizbeach. Fekti Yerushalmi, why not? Klum Richkon, and Rabbeinu Tam learns, what does Richkon now mean? Tosfos says, Shelo Yitamu Bem, means Avdus. Richkon means the Gzeres Avdus Shelo Yitamu Bem. Klum Richkon, Yeshua was only Merachik them, he only made them into Avodim al Psul Mishpacha. For that, we should be able to be Matir the Chelik Mizbeach. If he would have been Gzer Avdus Mamish, then we would not be able to be Matir the Chelik Mizbeach. But that's not possible. He couldn't have been goyzer avdus mamish because amayesh lam knas. From the fact that they have knas, you see, he wasn't goyzer avdus mamish. He was only goyzer a shibud bi'alma. If it's only a shibud bi'alma, so he should be able to be matir the chelik mizbeach. That's how you have to read the Yerushalmi according to this line now in Tosfos, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So what does it say if that's the case? That if there's an avdus a goof of avdus, then we can't be matir the chelik mizbeach. But if it's only a chayv shibud, then we should be able to be matter the chelik mizbeach. What's the difference? If we could say hefker based on hefker, say hefker based on for both. And if you can't say hefker based on hefker, then don't say it for either. So akochach heim heim advarim that I wanted to say before. Here it's, I think, muchach and tosis. That when you're talking about a kinyan aguf, if hektish has it in a kinyan aguf with an isimah ilah, so hefker based on hefker doesn't help for that. But if hefker, but it's only a chayv shibud to the mizbeach, so for that we could say hefker based on hefker. Tosis, maybe it's not a tzorich, but the Yerushalmi also it is a tzorich. So that's the shakla that Tosfos is now suggesting. Maybe that's how you read the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is not talking about chitin, it's talking about avdus. But the nidin is, what's the nature of the avdus? Was the nature of the avdus avdus mamish? Or was the nature of the avdus only a chay shibur? Zok the Yerushalmi. Bimei Rebbe, they said chelik mizbeach miyater. Apparently it was avdus mamish. So we can't be mat to chelik mizbeach because it's me'ilo. Correct, Yerushalmi, it can't be me'ilo. It can't be avdus mamish. You see, they have knas. It must be, it was only a richok al psul mishpacha. It was only a chay shibur bi'alma. A chay shibur bi'alma. Why can't we say hefker based on hefker? I think that's how Rabbeinu Tam. That's what they're saying. That's how Rabbeinu Tam is going to read this Yerushalmi. So you see before, the chiluk that I was saying, that in a kinyan aguf can't be matir. There's no chiluk. There's no hefker based. If chiluk, if the mizbeach has in a kinyan aguf in these avodim, then there's no hefker based in hefker. But and that's how Rashi holds. But Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's only a chay shibud. If it's only a chay shibud, frek the Yerushalmi. So why can't we be matir with hefker based in hefker? And the Yerushalmi buys by akasha. The Bavli doesn't have that as a kasha. The Bavli says chelik mizbeach miyater. So Rabbeinu Tam, like I said before, why not? Let's say hefker based on hefker. So what did Rabbeinu Tam answer? It's not a tzorach kol kach. And that's the machlokes. Is the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds it's not a tzorach kol kach. So chelik mizbeach miyater. And the Yerushalmi says, what do you mean? Let's say hefker based on hefker. After all, they're not avon the mamish tam ilo. So let's say hefker based on hefker. Yeah, say that fine. Okay, right. What? Nebuchadnezzar can't get married. What's the tzara? Oh, I'm sorry, not for this. What's the tzara? Yeah, I don't have that sukkah to tackle. What's the tzorach and not the tzorach and not, why is that tzorach kol kach? It's a tzorach that when they should have a chayv shiva to the mizbech. I don't have any clarity in it. Let's just finish the Tosfos quickly. Vada meaning by Abayim ben Kiddushin, Nakash Menolin Deloy Tasi by Kiddushin, Kedichsiv Leitis Chatan. Omer ben Etam. So it seems to be fair Shigemara that Leitis Chatan applies to Goyim, because it says, how do you know that there's no Tosfos Kiddushin in the Nakash? Because it says Leitis Chatan. That's like the Havin of Rava. Point to the Maskana of Rava. Leitis Chatan is going big Yerusim, not big Yusim. So what's the Gemara calling this pasuk Leitis Chatan? Yeah, for Rashi, maybe it's another raya. We don't pass like the Maskana Rava. We learned in Rashi. We said the Pashut Pshat in Rashi is the Rashi holds it. The Rashi holds that we go like that. We pass like the Havmin Rava. The sugya in Ayin Chesem Beis, the Nesinim David goes early. It was like the Havmin Rava. So here's another sugya that's like the Havmin Rava. But I'm going to be the Tamas Akasha. Interestingly, the Ramban in Yevamos. Gemara Mitzvah, we'll talk about the Ramban more, by Chava, the whole Ramban. But the Ramban at the end says, in Ayin Ches, the Ramban holds also that the halach is like the Maskana Rava. In that, in the Kudah, the Ramban agrees with Rabbein Tam that we go with the Maskana Rava, that Leitis Chatan is Big Gay Rusam. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk Leitis Chatan for a Nachris. Says Rabbein Tam, even according to the Maskana of the Pasuk, that Leitis Chatan Bam is Big Gay Rusam, it's big yusum also. What did Rabbi say? Rabbi said, since in the Torah uses the lashon of leitis chatan, no chitim with the guy, chitim is only with the Yisrael. It must be the pasuk is big yusum. That shiva mom and big yusum, they have an issur of leitis chatan. Says the Ramban, that doesn't mean that there's not an issur big yusum also. There's an issur big yusum. Every nochris has an issur big yusum. But from the fact that the Torah uses the lashon of leitis chatan, it's megale. The lashon of leitis chatan is to be megale. Then when it comes to the Shiva Samam, the Isra applies even after the Megayah. But that's not to preclude that there's also an Isra of Leitis Chatan before the Megayah. That's not even limited to Shiva Samam that applies to all Goyim. So Kilo the Pasuk has different levels of meaning. The Pasuk Trat Leitis Chatan is not to marry a Goy. Really, then it's Sunish Loshen of Chitim, because technically speaking, there is no Chitim with the Goy. So the Torah uses that Loshen to be Meramis, that it's also Asering Bigei Rusum, specifically by the Shiva Amomen. But it still remains true that there's an issue of Leitis Chatan b'giyusum. So maybe that's why the Gemara over there, we're talking about marrying a Nochris, quotes the Pasuk of Leitis Chatan. That's not a steer to the Maskana Rava. And you see from Tazer, Rabbeinu Tam holds that the way. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if, according to Maskana Rava, the Pasuk is only b'giyusum, only b'giyusum rather, and not b'giyusum at all. So that's Tam, an important idea. Machaikas are Tazer, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramban. You know, they share the Shem, go with the Maskana Rava. But they have a Machaikas, how to understand the Maskana Rava. So anyway, what do you do with that Gemara? Oymer Rabbeinu Tam, that sefer de kosama chubito lesikach lebincha, aval reish de kamari begeiros. We need them to see the oil, the parach kabed ne shol, the tzivla yimso avas halbanim, the akocha le parach elam sefer de kosh bechet de yumas, the reish de kom ukmin lupsul le koivim, le eidus parach achayvul parach zebaya. Okay, other places in Shas where you find such a phenomenon, where it quotes the beginning of the pasuk doesn't really mean the beginning of the pasuk. It means really the end of the pasuk. Mizoktum vant and meintum sugar. Okay. Fine, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow I want to talk about the Ramban in Yevamos Ayin Ches, is a long Ramban. She's Ramban, she does the sheet of the Rabbah based in. There's a Meiri here in the Gemara also, similar to the Rabbah based in. That's optional if you want to take a look. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about Rashi also. Because what is Rashi? At the end of the day, what is Rashi? She, you know, in these issues of what was the Xera, what's with what just happened. Not that much to know from, not that much to work with in Rashi. We don't have that many Rashis, but a little bit we'll talk about it. And then we'll go on to the next places, Vialakusis. It's also a mitzvah.